From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Bob Shirley and Rachel Francis. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
She'll wash her face in gasoline. She swears it keeps her clean. Me, I just do it for the high. I don't know why she lies. Maybe it's just my turn to keep this filthy torch burning bright. I wear the soles off these shoes, chasing her around here tonight. And it's never felt so good falling from the light. And we'll both dig our own graves, make it out alive, make it out alive. Warm beer and cheap hotels and borrowed cigarettes, oh well, that's life. Anything we gotta do to keep a step ahead of all that's right. We claim it ain't our fault and no one ever showed us day from night. Most folks see in their lives, and it's never felt so good falling from the light. And we'll both dig our own graves, make it out alive. And it's never felt so good falling from the light. And we'll both dig our own graves and make it out alive. And we'll make it out alive. Her face in gasoline. She swears it keeps her clean. Me, I just do it for the high. I don't know why she lies.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 558th live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great music with a visit from Bob Shirley. Having spent the last 20 years searching for his voice in dirty honky-tonks and endless roads, Bob has come into his own, finding a way to communicate emotion and experience into a song that will not soon be forgotten. With Bob tonight is Rachel Francis, and they have found their way to Red Barn Radio. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Bob Shirley with Rachel Francis.
How y'all doing?
You laugh and call me reckless, spending all my days out on the road. You said a dreamer's just a sinner that's waiting for his story to be told. Lord knows I never meant to dig myself this deep. I'm almost out of time. I'm damn near out of road. It seems the bottom of a bottle is where I tend to find my peace of mind. Yeah, I know that is killing me, but it seems to keep these demons pacified. Lord knows that I'm reckless, a sinner and a saint, a pauper and a poet that's had way too much to drink. I'm almost out of road. I'm damn near out of time. Said I'm almost out of road. I'm damn near out of time. They keep on running, whiskey's still free. These six strings and honky-tonks still get the best of me. I guess a dreamer's just a sinner waiting to get old. Lord knows that I never meant to dig his deep asshole. I'm almost out of time. I'm damn near out of road. Said I'm almost out of time, but I'm damn near out of road. Said I'm almost out of time, and I'm damn near out of road.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with Bob and Rachel so we can learn more about this wonderful music.
Hey, thanks, Renee. So we're here with Bob Shirley and Rachel Francis, and Rachel's playing the violin over there so beautifully. Bob's singing the songs. You were born in Battle Creek.
Yeah, Battle Creek.
Did you live there for a long time?
Yeah, I lived there my whole life. And then I went to college for a couple years in Grand Rapids. And then shortly after that, moved to Chicago for a couple years and then beelined it for California.
Where'd you go to school in Grand Rapids?
I played football at Grand Valley State University.
Oh, you did? All right.
Yeah.
Well, I could see how you were a football player. This is a big guy I'm talking to, by the way.
You know, it's an interesting place. A lot of amazing people there. There's a lot of really hard people there. It's an industrial town. You know, yeah, we have, you know, Kellogg's and Post and stuff, but those are still factory jobs. And while they're only making cereal, anybody that's ever spent any serious time in a factory will tell you that that is not easy work. It makes people that are very rugged, I would say. A very proud people up there for sure.
I won't cry anymore when this bottle hits the floor, 'cause I know I'm riding behind. After all these sleepless nights, come on and you can hold me tight. I know that sun ain't gonna rise. Take me to the river and sing me back home till mom and daddy. I'll be swinging high by the time this bottle is dry, 'cause I just can't do it alone. Since you took your love to town, them old wolves, they've been circling around. Yeah, I know that sun ain't gonna rise. Take me to the river and sing me back home till mom and daddy. I tried, and when the choir singing low, God rest his soul, 'cause I know that sun ain't gonna rise. Come on, Rachel. Yeah.
soul. 'Cause I know that sun ain't gonna rise.
Actually, my grandparents are from Snowball, Arkansas. And they were part of, they were more born sharecropper's kids. They did the whole Highway 23 migration, and I believe it was 1952. Moved north to get factory jobs, and ended up settling down in Marshall, Michigan, which is a town right next to Battle Creek, Michigan. And subsequently, that's the little bit bigger town. You know, it's like Winchester to Lexington. And so I wound up growing up there.
So all these memories you have of music and your mom singing, she was singing country music?
Yeah.
And all these memories then are in Battle Creek?
Yeah, and various other places too. I mean, as I got older, kind of started to become my daughter's age, you know, we didn't always have a babysitter, and so I'd get drug along to some of these honky-tonks and stuff, and, you know, kind of sawdust on the floor, blood on the walls kind of place, and I'd get stuck in the corner with a basket of French fries and a Coke, you know, and I'd sit there all night while my parents earned a living.
And this is at what age again?
From the time I was about six or
yeah.
seven.
Wow.
Yeah. The music was fun, but all the drunk people were really annoying and boring, you know, uh-huh. when I was that age. Kids grow up farmers, right? And so they just assume that people farm, right? I grew up with musicians, and I just assumed that you rode Harleys, drank whiskey, and played country music, you know?
It's just another Saturday night. This whiskey bottle, he'll be fine. He's done this dance before. He might break out that old shoebox, and yes, it hurts a lot. A little less with every pore. Just a little more, just a little more, just a little more. She sits down a glass of wine, wonders if he's doing fine. They haven't talked months. She might break out that old album, swear she's doing fine without a little less with every pore. Just a little more, just a little more, just a little more. Just a little more. A thousand miles might ease the pain. Another drink to keep you sane. Or even up a score. They won't wonder what could have been, what should have been. Just a little more, just a little more, just a little more, just a little more. Another Saturday night. Whiskey bottle, he'll be fine. He's done this dance before.
Was there a point in time before you were 12 that you actually thought, hey, you know, this is maybe something I'm going to do?
It's something I've always done, man. I mean, I got a picture at home when I was 3 years old with a cowboy hat, shorts, my little six gun, a guitar, and a handkerchief tied around my neck. You know, I always had a guitar in my hand. I mean, I started playing when I think I was like four.
That's got to be an album cover.
it's an interesting picture for sure.
Those are some pretty cool memories. And was guitar your first instrument?
No, bass was actually my first instrument because my dad was a bass player. Mm-hmm. There was always a guitar in the house, so I'd always fiddle with it, but I was going to be a bass player like my dad. When I got to be probably about 13, 14 years old, I figured out I could sing halfway decent. But for whatever reason, I couldn't play bass and sing at the same time. I just couldn't do it. The band I was in at the time, my buddy, he was playing guitar and I was playing bass, and so we just switched. He taught me how to play guitar, and I, you know, better than just, you know, what I'd taught myself. And I taught him how to play bass, and we ended up playing together for, gosh, almost 7 years. He's a lifelong friend.
Introduce us to Rachel and tell us about her.
It's an interesting story the way we met Rachel. We were at my friend's bar, The Break Room, and it's, you know, big wide open space out there. And we had our daughter with us during the day, and there's this back deck there. Modine, my daughter, is just enamored with anything with fur on it. We lost her, and we got scared. I mean, we'd only been there a couple of minutes and lost sight of her. And man, we'd both just take off running, and we'd come around the corner, and Rachel has many fur babies, and one of them, Bob, is this great big lovable beagle. Then he's curled up underneath the table, and my daughter's curled up on top of him, underneath the table, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And she's like,
now I finally found a friend at a bar. This is great. She's three and adorable.
She'll keep you out all night. She'll always come when you call. She'll hold you when you're crying and laugh when you fall. Answers in the bottle, but your dreams stay at the top. She's hell on your survival, but there ain't no way to stop. Talking about whiskey, smooth and strong. Talking about everything you did wrong. Talking about memories, good and bad. Talking about the best and worst times you had. Keep it in the middle, don't go too slow. A little bit of whiskey to finally let you go. Unless a man could realize that this ain't no way to live. I always sleep one eye open. I keep a pistol by the bed. I pull the shades when the sun comes to hide my eyes from the shame. You know it's there to come a knocking. Falling down this way. Talking about whiskey, smooth and strong. Talking about everything you did wrong. Talking about the memories, good and bad. Talking about the best and worst times you had. Keep it in the middle, don't go too slow. Bit of whiskey, finally let you go. Talking about whiskey, smooth and strong. Talking about everything you did wrong. Talking about the memories, good and bad. Talking about the best and worst nights you had. Keep it in the middle, don't go too slow. Little bit of whiskey, finally let you go.
The longer we got to know each other, you know, she told me she played, and then I started hosting a honky-tonk night about a year and a half ago. It was just kind of like a Songwriters in the Round or covers or whatever, and she never missed one.
You have a very nice, nice style, a great tone. Were you trained as a violinist?
I started about 5 years old, mostly because my best friend growing up was already starting, and, you know, kids are competitive, so if he was doing it, I had to do it.
Were you like any normal kid where you had to be pushed to practice and that sort of thing?
Oh, no, I'm 100% always an angel.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, she...
You were never a normal
mom
kid.
Mom never. I give her no credit. I did it all on my own. Yeah, it was really great. No, she's an angel. She definitely pushed, and I'm sure there are many diary entries where I would curse her if I weren't too young to curse, you know? But I have thanked her since then, 20-some-odd years later. We always had a lot of animals growing up.
Yeah.
If there wasn't a rescue bird or... something in the house. I don't know what we were doing.
There's a lot of times I have to do interventions on the road when we've got just a certain amount of time to make it to a gig, and she sees something with fur on it, and she beelines it across the park.
As far as a traveling musician, that's probably like the least worst addiction you can have.
I would say.
I garden a lot now, too. I think Bob and his wife, for my birthday one year, just they handed me an envelope with money, and they were like, we don't know what to do. They were like, oh, we don't know what you do other than music and gardening. And I thought, well, I don't either.
Miles from Graceland, just my Bible and a gun. Though I walk through the valley, I fear no man, waiting my dying day to come. Like my daddy and his daddy did before him, cut my hair and stood in line. Marched to the mouth of the beast, straight from the heartland, ready, willing to die. You don't know me, but you hate me. You don't know what I've done. You said freedom comes from understanding. I know better. Comes from a gun. So soldier boy, God, he don't count here. Got no time to think, got no time to pray. What's done is done, what's dead and buried must remain there and always stay that way. But the faces, they still haunt me. The ones I took, the ones I lost. These booze and pills, they pacify me. But I guess that's just the cost. Cost, cost. You don't know me, but you hate me. You don't know what I've done. You said freedom, it comes from understanding. Comes from a gun. Five thousand miles from Graceland, just my Bible and a gun. Though I walk through the valley, I fear no man, waiting my dying day to come. Takes a whole line. Keep me satisfied. Takes even more whiskey. Keep me alive. Lord, she left me for Texas. Maybe Waco, I don't know. That evil-hearted woman took me down this dark road.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Bob Shirley. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Bob Shirley after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.